Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. A former Fairbanks police chief was temporarily suspended last month from his new job as the police chief of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Randall Aragon was placed on administrative leave between October 3rd and October 29th in the city of Truth or Consequences for reasons that the city's leaders haven't disclosed. He resumed his duties following completion of a two-week certification course at the New Mexico Police Academy, according to local news reports. Reached by phone Tuesday, Aragon told the Daily News Miner that he can't talk about the reasons he was placed on leave. He said, quote, "It's a personal matter and I'm back on duty and it's been resolved," unquote. Land originally targeted for development of an interior veteran cemetery may go up for sale. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources has proposed auctioning 320 acres located in the Goldstream Valley north of Fairbanks. Tim Schilling of the DNR Land Sales Section says the property located north of Goldstream Road near Fox and owned by the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs includes areas with permafrost and does not meet specifications for a cemetery.
As I understand, it was primarily the soil structure that was not suitable for that.
Schilling says access was also a problem, and the cemetery is now slated for land off the park's highway. He says proceeds from the sale of the Goldstream property will benefit the Veterans Cemetery project.
They've asked us to sell this property to help fund and support the creation of the Military Veterans Cemetery out west of Esther.
Schilling says the DNR is proposing to offer the Goldstream property either as a single tract or two equal-sized parcels.
So we can sell the northerly 160 separate from the southerly 160. Chances are we're just going to sell as 320.
He says the sale proposal also includes access across state land via what's currently a trail.
Authorize that access from Goldstream Road directly up to it. Or in the future, if somebody did choose to subdivide it any further, that would be legal access for that purpose.
Property is zoned general use, and Schilling says the state has mineral rights on the southern portion of the land, while the University of Alaska owns the subsurface on the northern half.
The southerly tract we're going to close so that no new mining claims can be staked in that area, so there wouldn't be no conflicts. And then with the northerly one, since it's owned by the university, it's the prerogative of the university, and I don't believe that they have any plans to develop the mineral state.
The land sale proposal is out for public comment through November 28th. If approved, the acreage land will be offered during a sealed bid auction open to Alaska residents next spring. The minimum bid will be based on a yet-to-be-conducted independent appraisal to determine fair market value. If the land does not sell at auction, it will be offered again over the counter to any qualified buyer. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.